the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Once again, we thank everyone for joining us. We have been saying that what Paul is saying is not that we are supposed to be doormats for people to step all over us, for us to prove ourselves to be faithful to the Lord, but by being understandable and having understanding of us, by showing love to everybody, kindness, love, mercy, and grace like you have shown to us. If we do that, then God will elevate us. And so it's not as scripture, as I said several times before, it's not that of weakness, it is a great strength. But in the Bible and in the teachings of Jesus, definitely reflected here in the teaching of Paul, less is more, last is first, weakness is strength. Because by doing that, we allow God to work through us. It makes a whole lot of sense when we think and pray about it, but on the surface, to our human reception of these things, putting up with your brothers and sisters, having patience, showing kindness, on the surface, superficially, it seems like that is a very bad thing to do. That people will walk all over you, step all over you, and take advantage of you. But this section, segment, pericope of scripture ends in a resounding manner that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. So how does that translate to us? That when we live in the fashion of Jesus, we relinquish and emptied out of himself, of his divinity, that he might take on all form. That is a power that he has and he uses now, even as he intercedes for us every day and every minute and every second. So what does that tell us about ourselves? That our humility, our emptying out ourselves, self-ambition, egotism, me, and all that kind of egocentric attitude doesn't make us weak. But as I kept saying last week, make us very strong. So what is it saying? That every situation before us, every condition that beset us, is going to have to bow to the will of God to us. And every obstacle and hindrance, disease, misfortune, disappointment, setback, and everything else, without being able to stand against the power of God within us, because through our aptitude, living as Christ did, living as a loved and a loved people, that these very things gonna have to admit that the power of Jesus Christ is with us. That's what they're saying, isn't it? They're saying everything that sent us that is contrary to the will of God and purpose in us, we have to admit and submit to the glory of God shining through us. No matter how powerful they may seem in the sky, in the heaven, in the earth, and beyond, even in space, because Jesus did it all for us, and he went to the cross for us. But on the third day, he alone, with all power in his hands. And so it is with us. Even when we are set back, pushed back, flattened out, and step on, that God lifts up his people, and that everyone will see that God is an amazing God in our lives. And I may add this, you know, I don't like to use these phrases of disappointment and setback, sounding like if these things are inevitable, sounding like we always have to go through all these trials and tribulations, because the truth is, and I strongly believe this, and I can attest to it, that as we grow in Christ, as we empty ourselves, superfluous things, necessary things, things that are basis, solely societal values, I really, really believe that as time goes on, these things are purchased less frequently, they become less antagonizing, and they cease and this is that way bow down, even scattered right before our eyes. We know, and we grow in faith and in the strength of our humility. It doesn't become harder, it becomes easier. We spread the good news, encourage somebody in this great teaching of Paul. What a powerful lesson for teaching us based on long experience. He knew what he was talking about. So we come together tonight, friends. Starting his word, we ask right now, and we pray, we ask all right now that he would touch us, even with more humility. And every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah.